Right now, people who inherit a farm only have to pay federal estate taxes if the property is worth more than $5 million. If Congress does nothing, starting on January 1st, the exemption drops to $1 million. Karen Guffert is the Director of Governmental Relations for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. She says the change means a lot of farmers will be paying more for inherited property.
The estate tax reform definitely would impact about 98% of our farmers throughout the nation, and that would be equivalent to about 2 million farms.
Also, on January 1st, those who find that they must pay estate taxes on a farm they've inherited will pay more. The tax rate on assets will grow from 35% to 55%. Elk Mound farmer Jim Holt says the increase will force those in his line of work to make some tough decisions.
When you have a business that's capital intensive, owning property and livestock and buildings, when an owner dies and it has tried to be passed on to the family, this estate tax can very quickly force that family to sell the assets in order to come up with the cash.
Congress could act to keep federal estate tax exemptions where they are now, but it is unclear if they will do so. The exemptions that are set to expire are part of the Bush-era tax cuts. President Obama extended the cuts in 2010. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.